I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's been a few months, but the great Patrick Roycey is kind enough to join us. He is with us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Patrick, our guy Harrigan, is playing tunes from the Grammys last night. It was on for about 19 hours. Of okay. The 19 hours it was on, you watched how much?
None of that, and I didn't. I wasn't aware until somebody mentioned it today that it was on. But the rest of the TV was so rotten last night. Had I known, I might have actually watched some of it. And I started looking at the list. And the first name I saw was ABBA, and I thought maybe they'd won and come back. Who's still alive from ABBA? What the hell? Did they have an album or something? ABBA?
Yes. They were up for a number of categories. I was fine with them gone.
They got to be older than me. Those guys got to be 90. What the hell? You know?
Okay.
Anyway.
You're driving and listening to music. What are you listening to?
I listen to Outlaw Country. Then if I don't like what they're playing, I hit one button and I go to Willie's channel, which I don't like as well. And then I got Soul Town on 47, and those are the only two buttons that I have. I listen to either Soul Town or the Outlaw Country is the one I like, because they are mostly playing old country, and I never try to hit one up on the satellite because you got new country, which I can't stand, which might as well just be called pop music, right?
It is.
It's the same stuff. So,
no
but
difference.
Old country, Soul Town, but I don't, you know, I listen to more local radio probably than I do those two, but sometimes if the topic, once they stopped talking about the balloon, I had to change channels because I was very excited about the balloon.
Yes.
I was very excited.
I heard it was over the valley. I heard it was very simple.
I hope they don't see what I've been watching. I don't know, in China, they might not. They might all be in trouble. I don't know.
That's good.
I could be blocked by the Chinese. Yeah. I don't know.
Okay, Sunday night TV is normally, there's normally a lot of good stuff, okay? I just recorded the first episode of The Last of Us. I know I'm behind, but I'm gonna try that.
Mm-hmm.
Have you sampled at all Your Honor with Bryan Cranston?
Yeah, I didn't make it through year one. And now I look at him and he's gone completely insane, and I don't do that. I don't think I'm going to get into that. But I love him. He's a great actor, but I don't think so. I'm a Sunday night guy. I just wait for a masterpiece to come up with a four episode something that's watchable, and they haven't had one of those in a long time. So
that's not bad.
Yeah, that's Sunday night. But the new show I've been watching is Poker Face, which is on Peacock, which is basically some guy who was a young guy and had something to do with Columbo. And it's the same thing. They show you the murder. And then this woman, what's her name? Natasha Lyonne, who's a
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I know who you're talking about.
And
yep.
She reads your face. and knows whether you're lying or not, and she ends up solving it. That's pretty good. She's driving all over the country because some guys – Benjamin, is it Benjamin Brott, the guy that's
good-looking guy?
Good-looking guy, getting a little older now. He's been sent off to kill her, so every once in a while he shows up to get a chance to kill her, and so far she's escaped, which is good because there's 10 episodes and we're only through 5. It would be, you know, if he already got his revenge, it would kind of defeat the purpose of the whole show. But that's not too bad. That one's okay. What else have I seen lately? I don't know. We have a crisis though in the Ricey household.
Okay.
Last night, Amazon, which is what we have most of our apps on, said they wanted us to sign in again, right?
Sure.
And because apparently they gave everybody a price raise, and then you have to, you know, reapprove it or something.
Sign back in.
We have not been able to get back into it. These two older people in our home are. I try to solve it by swearing at it. The wife is just kind of trying to do something on the computer. So far, we've failed miserably. That's the one downside of streaming.
Is it a password situation or what is it?
Yeah, well, they got the thing on the TV. If you, use this code now, but then they give you a different code when you're trying to use it. And it's very, and you know what you can't do, Chad? You can't call up Amazon and say, hey,
no.
Bill, what am I supposed to do here?
No, that's exactly right.
They have a few too many customers to worry about. Two poor saps in Golden Valley trying to figure it out. We're about one day we're removed from the Geek Squad who they might as well just come in with a gun and tell you to give them the billfold. But at least
the Geek Squad will be there about 7 seconds. Boom. And it'd be $199.
Yeah, that comes the bill.
It's good to be there. Yeah. I've told you this many times. I felt like Tom Brady has imitated you many times. It's happened again. Years ago, you posed shirtless at the fort in a now legendary picture. And I think Tom Brady imitated you today, right?
Yes, what is that?
I think this is what we call a thirst trap. This is Tom, two things. One, he's got a clothing line. And two, just in case every phenomenal-looking woman from 26, I'm going to say about 43, if they didn't know Tom was available, they now do.
He's in his undies, right? And he's kind of covered
that is correct.
His, he's covering up
you know
his
what?
Equipment, sort of.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. What the hell? I thought, you know, I was at the Hubbard station and the two – and Lori and Julia, who do that on the women's station, you know, WPMS, we call it. They don't like that too well. But
I can't imagine why.
When I'm teasing them, but they're great. Yeah. And they were sure. They should. Hey, did you see this? I said,
oh, yeah.
What's he up to? I don't know what the deal is here. But it was a slow day in sports when that became the
the biggest. Well, he also today, he goes on with Colin Cowherd, and I could go on regarding Colin Cowherd, but and he says now that Fox is paying him 10 years, $375 million, very similar to your deal at Hubbard, he's not going to work any games next year. He needs to decompress. In other words, he's got to make sure like Mahomes doesn't get hurt, Allen doesn't get hurt. You know, there still might be a job that Tom's going to make himself available for.
A team that's on the cusp of the Super Bowl might need a quarterback. That's true.
Yes.
He'd like to walk in and win another one. Now, isn't there a big hot rumor that certainly it wouldn't have put him and Giselle in bankruptcy, but that they got beat up bad in the crypto world?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
He thinks he's smarter than everyone else, so I can see him getting into that. So, but you know,
well.
For all the jokes we're making about him, there's been nothing like this in our entire lives that a guy could, he wasn't functional this year, but he was functional until he was age 44. It's unbelievable. Yeah. It is. It's incomprehensible that a guy could, you know, a sixth round draft choice out of Michigan, who way back when my dear friend Ron Borges from the Boston, he was at the Globe then, I think,
yeah,
wrote this hysteric column about how could Belichick be stupid enough to use Tom Brady in this playoff game instead of bringing back Drew Bledsoe. You know, which he might have had to eat that one a little bit.
Yeah, I think that one, you might have had some fun. And I'll tell you this,
20 years later, he was still playing quarterback.
Yeah. He no doubt he slipped. And it's not like I was consumed by Bucs football, but I swear to God, their offensive line looked like
It was terrible. It was terrible.
Terrible. He had no chance.
Yeah, but I think he and Giselle were on the outs before he came back. That just became an excuse, don't you?
Yeah.
So,
I don't know.
They both have options.
Yes, they're going to be fine. They're not on the local dating websites, you know, looking for companionship. So
you didn't look at our paper today, did you?
Yes, sir.
The back page of the sports section. We got a half a page devoted to the flag football game.
Yes, and I'm looking at it.
AP has to write a gamer on this thing. I would have quit my job and said, "No, thank you. I'm done. I'm going to go 10 bar or something to write a."
Exactly.
And it, one of the lines in there was it ended a 5-game losing streak for the NFC. What, my God, what planet are we on here? Flag football. It's unbelievable. They probably had a better rating than any World Series game. So who knows?
Without a doubt. I said on Twitter, if you intentionally watch this, you need an intervention.
Yes,
you need help at this point. I want to talk. A little basketball with you.
Oh my God.
Let's talk the U of M. We could get to both programs because I think our friend Waylon is finally going to start taking some heat. Okay, good recruiting class, but the same thing is happening. So that's about to pick up. But I tried to watch some of the men's basketball game on Saturday. Just as I tried to watch a little bit of that Rutgers game, they're unwatchable, Patrick. And I got it. They have some players out. I don't remember worse guard play in my adult life at the U of M. So I don't care as much about, the center who Marcus Fuller's turning into Kareem, Wilt, and Shaq.
Yeah.
And then the shooting guard. If they don't have a guy who can do this novel concept dribble next year, it's going to be meaningless once again.
Yeah, I said their only weaknesses are they can't shoot, they don't rebound, they don't play much defense, and they turn it over a whole lot. Outside of that, they got it all going for them. And, I wrote a thing after that Indiana game. I had a nice 20-minute conversation on the phone with Ben, about how you hold
Ben's
up.
Ben's a great guy.
And I wrote, we got to give them time. But, boy, I'd say the window has gone to 3 years instead of four, as bad as this is. You cannot be in the Big Ten with the amount of money that's coming into that league now, and you can't be this bad. Everybody bailed on him last year, which was kind of interesting, but it happened, and he slapped that team together. And this year, as he said, it's the start of the rebuilding process, but there's nothing to see here, and it's pretty sad. When you're bad, Chad, when the last – you didn't happen to hang with the game, did you?
I gave up in the first half.
And you've done plenty of announcing when the Timberwolves were losing by 32, and you couldn't really be 100% honest. But
that's correct. When
this the last two times I've watched them, the TV guys, big one from the Big Ten Network, and then I don't know where they were. Were they Big Ten again last night? The last 5 minutes are an excuse. Are the excuse, and Ben's doing a fine job, and they're, mm-hmm. when they have to spend the last 5 minutes a game telling you you know, trying to make an excuse for how bad you stink. You've reached the limit of badness. But college basketball in general, I used terrible. To love it, and I just can't stand it.
It's terrible. Yeah. I mean, if you think college basketball is better than the NBA, I've got an ophthalmologist for you. I mean, there's no comparison. I'll say this to you. I've heard a couple people close to the program, you know, lamenting too that, we're out of scholarships and I don't know how we're going to add a guard. I'm like, I could get rid of six guys right now. What are you talking about?
Here's what you do. You go in and have a meeting with Dion, like Dion did, and said, all you guys should transfer as far as I'm concerned. I'm getting better players than you. You know?
Correct.
You know, yeah. No, that's the thing, though. They'll have when you're bad now, you got a chance to be worse because of the transfer portal. Because the male version of Scalia is not going to stay in place. He's going to go somewhere else, right? And yeah, you're bringing in Dennis. What's the name of the superstar from California?
Dennis Evans.
You think he's going to watch this more than 1 year before he bails? You know, I mean, that transfer portal makes it even harder when you're bad, I think. And I don't know what, somebody told me, actually, a media person, and then I confirmed it. They have zero NIL money right now for basketball. So if somebody wants to transfer.
Thing.
Yeah, I mean, the Fox kid's got 12 grand, but I think he brought that with him from Aberdeen. They had more NIL money than we do. We're putting it all into PJ, and I don't know. It's awful, but you know who's got a bad basketball record? Mark Coyle.
Yes.
Check it out.
He does.
Somebody sent that to me. It's 89 and 190 or something.
Yeah. It's awful.
I
have to go, sir.
And that place, Chad, when there's 4,000 people in there, is
terrible.
No fun.
Well, because the last thing, I think 20 years ago it was time to say goodbye to the place. But my friends who know would say, name one booster is going to give us any money. And I go, I got nobody. I mean, there is no.
You'd have to have a nuclear weapon to blow it up. take 5
or a balloon. I got a balloon for you.
Who knows what's in that balloon? That could maybe just pick it right up and take it over the country. You know? Okay.
Always a pleasure, sir. Thank you.
See you. Goodbye.
Fabulous, the legend, Patrick Roycey, here with us on CCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.